Now we have podcast audio and YouTube going. Yo, checking my decibels. Very good, very good, very good. All right. Let's take a look over here. So, of course, we have the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. But I just saw this. One of the homie locos shared this in the Wine Cellar Podcast Friends Group. And it is a an open letter to Tumblr. Jeff D. Onofrio, the Tumblr CEO. An open letter from Tudor Bold and Ralph Kapp. All right. And they apparently have something called Share Some. Now, the open letter. Dear Jeff D. Onofrio, on December 17th, Tumblr will be banning porn from its site by banning adult content, in quotes, from your site. You are, from your website, in truth, you categorically ban sex workers, regardless of how they are using your platform. You cut them off from the ability to build an audience for their work. And what's even worse, you declare their very existence obscene. Tumblr allows every content creator, artist, or small entrepreneur to build an audience and communicate with this audience at any moment in time. If you do not work in the adult industry, of course, many brands use social media to sell their products, and social media and e-commerce are interlocked. You take this now away from every adult content creator around the globe, and that is wrong. You mentioned in a blog titled, quote, "A Better, More Positive Tumblr," there is no shortage of sites on the internet for adult content. We will leave it to them and focus our efforts on creating the most welcoming environment possible for our community. End quote. You are wrong. There is a shortage of sites and the internet on the internet that feature adult content, in particular when it comes to shadow banning and the ability to also advertise on these sites. So, look, here is what we do. Share Some is a site that welcomes all people that you just kicked off your platform. You gave them time until December 17th to export a backup of their blog to save their years of work. Meanwhile, we will develop an important tool so they can move to us, and we leave you with all the white supremacist Nazi blogs because we ban that kind of shit. There goes, oh, Jesus Christ, my 15-pound cat just hit the desk. And there's folks stopping by while on the live. Oh, there's James Johnson. Jesus Christ, I think that's from elementary school. How you doing, sir? And so that's going on. I went and took a look, and so far, apparently, this outlet only has a Twitter. I could not find an actual website. I don't know if they're just if they're waiting until December 17th to make the website live. I don't actually know what they're doing there. All right, but on to what this Morning Wine Cellar is titled for is the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez promises she will pay her congressional interns, unlike much of Congress historically. All right, representative elect, and of course, fucking Teen Vogue. Right, 35 years old, reading Teen Vogue articles, because apparently they give a shit about shit over there. But I know they got like a new CEO in 2013 or 14, some business like that. So, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has not been shy to talk about pay inequality, and on Tuesday, December 4th, she confirmed plans to pay her interns at least, and we keep in mind, least, so her minimum wage is $15 an hour, and that's according to a reporter for the Washington Post, all right? the promise comes after she tweeted on Monday that she had visited Washington, D.C. in a restaurant and met several Capitol Hill staff members who were also working at the restaurant to make ends meet. All right. So this is a some quotes from Ocasio-Cortez. Time to walk the walk. Very few members of Congress actually pay their interns. We will be one of them. This week, I planned, I went to a dive spot in D.C. for some late-night food. I chatted up the staff. This is a disgrace. Congress, of all places, should raise MRAs, I don't know what that stands for, so we can pay staff on an actual D.C. living wage. And apparently D.C. is a bit pricey to live in. All right. This is something some folks have heard. And then, as it tends to go with articles these days, an embedded tweet counts as part of an article now. And so you actually go to that reporter from Washington Post, Jeff Stein. And that's the one who put it out there. And then also added that... A 2017 study found that only 8% of House Republicans and 4% of House Democrats pay their interns. Only 4% of House Democrats pay their interns. Only 4% of House Democrats pay their interns. Only 4% of House Liberal Democrats pay their interns. All right. And then Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez also published a tweet stating, gotta love the rich irony of congressmen asking, quote, how are you going to pay for it, end quote, suddenly grow awfully quiet when called out on their expectation that part-time workers magically invent money to work for free. And continued a quote from Ocasio-Cortez, it is unjust for Congress to budget a living wage for themselves, yet rely on unpaid interns and unpaid overworked staff just because Republicans want to make a statement about fiscal responsibility. If that's the case, they can cut down on staff to pay them well, or raise the MRA. I really should find out what that stands for. Let's see. Let's try it out. Let's do a Yahoo quick right here live on the program, live to tape. Congressional MRA. What the heck darn is that? Ah, members representational allowance. Outstanding. Looks like I have something to learn about. Members representational allowance. All right. So let that be that. This is a morning wine cellar. We'll be back later on. Have a good gosh darn time. You know, Allah willing, we'll be back. All right. And we'll keep looking for that sharesome.com. Right now I'm getting the 404 error. So we'll see what that is. But yeah, Sesta Fosta fucking shit up for folks. All right. All right, so Facebook Live, be as safe as possible wherever you are. And that, and YouTube, you got to get the heck darn on out of here because I got to get to the factory. I'm on at 5 a.m. This morning wine cellar is 3:19 a.m. Monday, December 10th, 2018. Bang, YouTube is out of there. And podcast audio, I don't know what you're hanging around for. Get out of here.